So I'll be talking about injunctions and the effect of eBay. And believe it or not, it's been a decade since eBay this month. eBay was decided 10 years ago, March 2006. And so eBay and what the Federal Circuit has done with it since then provides a lot of lessons. And while eBay was a dramatic shift, recently there's been a lot of activity and changes in injunctive law that haven't been as dramatic but have been very, very noteworthy. So following in eBay's discussion that a page of history is a volume worth logic, let's start with the eBay decision itself. Now, actually starting before eBay, this is the Federal Circuit's opinion in eBay, and for those that haven't been practicing for over a decade, you may not realize this, but before eBay, injunctions were not automatic, but pretty close to it. And in fact, the Federal Circuit said in the eBay decision that because the right to exclude is recognized in a patent is but the essence of the concept of property, the general rule is that a permanent injunction will issue once infringement and validity have been adjudged. So if you succeeded on the merits at the trial court, you got a finding of infringement, you got a finding of validity, you typically got an injunction. And your status didn't matter. There was no factor test. You typically got that because that was the essence of the property right you had that was being infringed upon. The Federal Circuit said, no, it's not quite that, easy. You shouldn't get an injunction quite that easy. Rather, you need to use the what they said was the well-established four-factor test. The Federal Circuit said that the principles of equity required that a plaintiff seeking an injunction must satisfy that four-factor test. Well, what are the four factors?